Hey everyone, before we start the show, I just wanted to remind you that we've got Hack City. That's on Friday, February 9th. That's probably in a few days if you're listening to this episode when it comes out. So that's February 9th, Friday. Doors are at 7, show's at 7:30. It's at Union Hall in Brooklyn. We've got a really cool Lunar New Year themed one. And it's got all sorts of Asian and Asian American comics. Jason Choi, Jess Tom, Casey Tronema, all sorts of folks who've been on the show. And of course, me and Jenny are going to be there. Go to asiannotasianpod.com for tickets or go to the episode description. There'll be a link there. Again, that's Friday, February 9th, Union Hall in Brooklyn. See you there.
So I reverse it, but I miscalculate how far away my neighbor's car is.
Did you hear that?
I did. Okay, we are rolling. Mm-hmm. You ready? How do we do this again?
Welcome
to another episode of the Asian Not Asian Podcast. How was that?
Really good.
Really
feels
good.
Feels normal. Feeling normal.
Oh, the podcast with all your favorite Asian friends. It's Mike Nguyen.
And it's Jenny Arimoto.
That's right, it is. It is a good time to be alive.
You can say that again.
I'm rusty.
Yeah,
I'm
same.
Rusty. This is, I guess, technically the next season. What season are we on?
I don't know. I haven't been following at all in terms of season breakdown.
I'm pretty sure we're on season. This is season four.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, this is the
I track it by the growth of your son, because that's when I started.
Oh, excellent point.
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost at, he's almost two.
So I'm hitting almost two.
We're in the terrible twos era of this podcast.
Yeah. I'm going to start complaining so much on air and just go, no.
Mine.
Yeah, mine. And it's like, what kind of Asian were you this week? No.
Just shut you down.
Yeah.
No. I kind of like it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I would like to be more like that.
I'm very much a yes person.
You too. Are, yeah. But I think we're both people pleasers.
I'm such a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I need to channel my son way more.
Yeah.
You know?
Learn from him.
Right?
Yeah. Just have a breakdown in the middle of the room.
Just
whenever.
Just poop your pants.
Yeah. Just poop your pants. Poop your pants,
although,
Mike.
He's doing the thing where he is somewhat aware of pooping the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll still do it.
Yeah.
But when he's doing it, he'll go, no. Like
I see.
He doesn't want us to look at him. He wants his kind of own private time, and he'll like stand off to one side.
He's like, don't look at me.
But then right back to playing.
I see.
Okay, now it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fire. It's fire,
oh,
bro.
God.
Oh man, what is this podcast about?
I don't know.
You know, we're going through some changes. We're gonna have our Patreon hangout actually later today. It's January 20th, so we're having our Patreon hangout later today. So we'll be talking to them about it,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be coming out with some news later. You know, things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing. Just know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we're getting divorced.
I know.
But we we do love you. It's not your fault. Let's just say
it's
that.
It's not your fault.
It's not that. Very quickly, before we get into the real meat of it. First, you know, now is the time if you need to call us for all your Asian American needs. Okay. For I know Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native Hawaiian Heritage Month is not until May, but people already hitting us up.
That's wild.
People hitting us up. We may be flying around doing little shows.
That'd be great.
Jenny and I are available and excited, happy to do these kinds of things. We can put together all kinds of solutions for your DEI needs. All kinds of solutions.
Oh God, I haven't worked in a job in a year.
Yeah.
And I had flashbacks, like war flashbacks
just now.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. We have all sorts of things we can do for you.
I'll be sending you a strategy doc by EOW.
Yeah. If you need a media kit or something like that.
We're your people.
Yeah. We can do that. And so just hit us up. Email us at asiannotasianpod@gmail.com. Slide into our DMs, whatever it takes. Again, people are already hitting us up. So we want to help you out. We can do, and to be serious, we can do a bunch of different things. It can be more comedy stuff, which you probably don't want. Or we can do more hangout podcast stuff. We can do, whatever it is, a funny presentation, whatever you need to do. Okay. It does cost money. That's the one thing. please pay us. It would be really important. Please. And then the other thing, just as a, like a little shout out, you know, former, I guess, podcast alum.
Yes.
Fumi is doing a bunch of shows. And he'll be at the San Jose Improv, at the Improv in San Jose, February 28th. That's Wednesday, 8 o'clock. And then he'll also be in San Francisco at the Punchline. That'll be really fire. He's doing six shows in March at the Punchline in San Francisco from March 6th to March 9th. Go to fumeabe.com to check this out. Also, he'll be in Dallas. No one will go to that. We don't have fans in Dallas. He's going to be, you know, maybe you'll be the one fan to show up for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, go off.
March, that'll be the Dallas Comedy Club.
He's kind of hitting up all my, the Arimoto cities.
Is he?
My dad was from Dallas. He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my family has deep roots there too. Yeah. So, you know, hit him up March 22nd in Dallas at Dallas Comedy Club. And again, just go to fumeabe.com and you can check it out. Go to his website and show some love. It'll be a lot of fun. And of course, our show, which is Hack City, that's the second Friday of every month. The next one is Lunar New Year themed. Mm-hmm. Some of our funds will be going to support a nonprofit. We're going to be having all kinds of great Asian and Asian American comics there. And that'll be February 9th. That's at Union Hall in Brooklyn, February 9th at 7 o'clock. You can check us out at AsianNotAsianPod.com or go to the episode description and there'll be a link there.
Ooh. Good job. Thank you. Just got right back into it.
There's still more. There's still more stuff to do. You got to support us on the Patreon. We'll do a couple of shout outs real quick.
Yeah.
Just because we're behind. We haven't done this in a month.
Yes.
And so we usually will give you a backstory, but there's so many Patreon subscribers, not to brag. But there's a bunch, and I don't want to, you know, daddle too long on that, right? So just a quick couple of hellos. If you want to get up on this, it's patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod, and you can go on there, and we give you a little shout-out. First person, A-Endo, A-I, first name, E-N-D-O. This is a straight-up Star Wars name.
Well, I was just like, that's just a Japanese name.
Is it really?
Yeah, Endo. Yeah, Endo is just a Japanese name.
Well, I think a lot of Japanese stuff was incorporated into Star Wars.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So this,
I mean, it could very well be a Star Wars like someone.
Right. This person's from Tatooine or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Runs a small bar there.
Yeah. And I was imagining just like a big glob. I don't know Star Wars that well. Just like a big glob. Yeah.
All right. Well, you keep doing your blobby thing, eh? And thank you for your money. This person here, I don't think is a blob. Although, interesting spelling. Devin Chen. Devin Chen. G-E-V-I-N.
Yeah, I've never seen that, really.
I don't know. This person, I don't know, sounds hot. I don't know why.
I think it's the name Devin.
Something with a weird spelling like that.
It's cool.
You're sexy. You may be a blob.
You think I'm a Kevin? No, I'm a Devin.
That's a sexy blob. Devin Chen. This next one. Mm-hmm. Yao Shang.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. This person, first of all, Chinese as fuck.
Yeah.
But.
Owns a Tesla. Why?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
The, like the Model Y?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the SUV one?
I don't even know. I just said it.
You just threw it out
there. I don't know anything about cars. I just started talking and that came out.
Okay.
My mouth.
That's pretty much the show, by the way, everybody. This person owns a Tesla and good for you.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Be careful about the recalls. You know, like I think there were like software issues.
Oh, yeah.
So just be careful about that.
Well, careful. Yeah. Just hit restart a few times and you'll be fine. And the next one, good old Alan Lee. God bless you, Alan Lee. Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah.
This guy's a teacher.
We all have an Alan Lee in our lives.
This guy's a teacher, a longtime teacher at Santa Clara Unified School District.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Taught 9th and 10th grade science for a long time, mm-hmm. but then decided to move into, there was like a little role in the library where they needed someone to just help with sort of like new media situation, you know, setting up. It's kind of like a hybrid IT role.
Right.
Alan was like, you know what? I want to do that.
I want to change. But I don't want to change. I want to continue working with these students.
I like the students, but yeah. I just can't be doing, you know, homework assignments.
Yeah. He wants a personal life.
You want to do that. Yeah. So good job for you, Alan.
Congrats, Alan.
And thank you again so for everyone supporting the show. It really means a lot. And go to patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. Get up in this business. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
I know. It's been a while.
We haven't recorded in like 3 weeks.
But I've seen you.
You've seen me. Between, you have. Yeah. We saw each other
last
first
week.
Of all. Yeah, so last week at the Hack City in January. But then before that,
in San Francisco. Yeah.
We had a San Francisco show. Shout out to everyone who came out. Yeah. That was awesome.
It was so fun.
It was really cool. And especially because it was a fucking Tuesday.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
I know. And the late show started at 9.
That's so late.
That's really late in San Francisco.
We tried our best. It was going to start even later, actually. I know. But thankfully, we pushed it up a little bit.
Right.
But it was... what'd you think of the show?
I thought it was really fun. I thought it was... the early show was... half my family.
you kept saying that like the whole time. You were like, okay, so half my family and friends are coming to the show. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Okay, I have friends too.
Yeah.
No, really?
Like, for real. It's not even, my family's not big, but it was actually like half my family and then my friend's family. Mm-hmm. And their people. And yeah. So it was just very skewed towards like a certain age.
Yes.
And demographic. And also it was just very sweet because my friend's family sat right in the front.
They were right there.
Right there, which was very funny.
One of your friend's family, he had like a tie on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think he came from work.
Like he's an optometrist or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy fucks.
I know, you asked me about him later.
Did I?
Yeah, you're like, who was that?
Who is that dashing so it's my friend's young man?
Dad, yeah.
So these are all like you like people you've known for a long time.
Yeah, my high school friends.
Oh.
A bunch of high school friends came out, but they were all in the early show. So like,
yeah.
It was interesting to do a show where it's not just friends, it's like their families.
Yeah.
So it just skewed a little bit older.
Sure.
Like my friend's aunt came.
Yeah, yeah.
My aunt came.
Yeah.
So just skewed a little bit older, and it's funny to see like what jokes did not work with a crowd like that.
I mean, overall, I thought the crowd was very good. I thought they were a very good crowd.
They were very attentive.
They were laughing. Sometimes if I asked a question, they would raise a hand instead of saying.
It was very like, what do you call it? Like a classroom vibe sometimes.
Yeah.
And we had like a section where we talked about.
Like a very attentive class.
Yeah. We wanted people to like. Admit to something, like confess something,
that they've done.
And all the confessions were so, like, it's not even PG-13. It was like PG. Not even PG. What's below that?
Yeah, G.
G.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, we're like, okay. Like, I thought we would confess something more than, like, I spend money.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a lot of, like, financial confessions.
Yeah, and then it was like, we would be like, who said it? And then no one would raise their hands. And it was like, first of all, the confession's not that bad.
Yeah.
And second, everyone's too scared to talk. That was the first early show. But it was really, really fun. But then the second show, the late show, was when it got a little bit spicier.
It was a little spicier. More of a normal vibe.
Yeah.
It was a late night.
Yeah.
It was 9 o'clock on SF. I forget because we live in New York and shit pops off here at all hours.
Yeah.
9 o'clock on a Tuesday is late, even in San Francisco.
I know. Especially in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I was like, if you do the math, 9 p.m. on a Tuesday in San Francisco is actually 1 a.m. in New York.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, people were like, I can't believe I'm out. You know, it's like that energy.
I have to talk to the CFO tomorrow. We have a big meeting.
Exactly.
And oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to fire out all my emails a little bit later tomorrow morning.
Golly.
Yeah.
Wait. So did your friends and family, what did they think of the show? Did you get to talk to them?
I did. Well, I talked to my family, and I don't think they all fully knew what was going on, but I think they were like, we had fun. Mm. My younger brother has never been to a stand-up show.
Oh, really?
Like he's never even come to one of my improv shows.
Oh, shit.
He's never seen comedy live.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And my brother is 27.
He seems like a cool guy.
He's cool. He just like doesn't care about comedy.
Sure.
And also when you live in the Bay Area, it's not like, that's not like a normal, you don't go to like a random show. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like more like you're going to do that in New York. And even New York, there's people
who've never done. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you usually go to like a music thing or like a slam poetry.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
So I think they had a lot of fun. It's really interesting to see. I don't want to say like who ranked who, but like hearing my brother's like take on comedians, I was like, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a straight dude.
Yeah.
So he like resonated more with the straight men. And then
there was David and there was
and
me.
You, yeah. So he was like, oh, I resonated. He's like, oh, that. And then my sister would be like, I resonated way more with like the Dillons. You
know? The Dillons. Yeah. We had a very good lineup. It was a good cross section. Yeah. We had, Dylan McKeever, Dylan Adler. We had, some straight dudes, you know? So it was a good cross section, I felt.
Exactly. So that was fun to hear.
Yeah. That's really
He's
interesting.
Like, I just got that one more. I was like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could tickle your brother's funny bone there a little bit.
Did you have, like, where did your friends, I guess your friends have seen you perform a bunch.
Yeah, they've seen me perform, and it's very flattering. I think for the first couple of years when you do this, your friends want to come out because it's kind of like a novelty, right? It's like, oh, you know, Jenny or Mike, you know, Mike's doing stand-up, ha ha. And you see, and they always say stuff like, oh, we're going to heckle you, ha ha. And which I welcome.
Yeah.
I'm just like, please end the suffering, you know, just come out and just throw a pie directly in my face.
Yeah.
But, you know, that you come out and in the first couple of years, you're terrible at stand-up. And or the first 10 years like me, you're terrible stand-up. And so they'll come out and they'll be like, hey, good job, and maybe they won't come back ever again.
Yeah,
but my friends keep coming back, so I'm like, that's very nice of them. They don't have to. I always tell them, like, sometimes now I don't even tell them that I have a show because I don't want them to feel obligated,
right?
Don't feel like,
but
you
do they
come.
Like see it on Instagram or whatever?
They see it, or I mean, like, I have some friends, they actually listen to the pod.
Yeah,
that's my son. We're doing a little slightly different setup.
Yeah, we're recording outside.
If you're on YouTube, hi YouTube. We have a slightly different setup. We're recording in my like dining area, which I'm too cheap to buy a really fancy light setup.
Yeah.
So we're just using God's lighting setup, aka hi Neo.
Hi Neo.
He ran away. But we're like in the dining area, and it connects to the kitchen and then to the living room because we're in New York, and he's just running around. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So they keep coming to my shows, and it's very nice of them to come. And I think they had fun.
Yeah.
And they know I'm kind of like, you know, just kind of doing my thing, riffing a little bit. I had a great time at our shows. The only thing was that I had, you know, come in just a couple nights before.
Yeah.
I had to work, like my job. And I was exhausted.
Yeah.
I was so tired. And it was just like, I really just wanted to get drunk, but, you know, I had to keep it together for the show. And it was worth it because, you know, so many people came out and said hi. So that was
cool. I know, doing like the photos at the end.
Oh my God.
Like people lined up to take photos at the end. And I was like, what? Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? What? You know who I am?
You know,
and then I forget I talk into a microphone that then records the thing I say and then like sends it out to ears.
Yeah.
And people are listening to it in San Francisco.
Did anyone come out from who are fans of just like your Instagram stuff?
No, not a single person.
Oh, okay.
Everyone was a podcast person.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to.
I was very like flattered. Thank you for coming.
No, it was again very, very nice of you to come. How was the rest of your holidays?
Oh my God, so long.
Yeah.
I was in San Francisco for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And it, that is a really long time to be away from your own space and to be in the suburbs.
Did you try to sublet your apartment?
No. Mm. Because I don't have that type of. I can't plan like that.
Okay, fair enough.
I was like, so tired. December really like always is overwhelming. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It is.
It like goes so fast and you're like, for some reason, your calendar is insane.
Yeah.
And then
everyone's
it's like
doing stuff, parties.
Then it's the
stuff.
Holidays and you're like, what the hell? And then the year ends and you're like, I don't know what happened at the last 2 months of my life.
Yeah.
So
well,
it was kind of that.
Starting from like, honestly, like right after Halloween.
Yeah.
Shit gets faster and faster.
I know.
You
well,
know?
I think it starts in like September.
Oh, nice.
The second it starts getting cold,
as
it's
soon,
like,
yeah,
like end of September. It like, it went so fast for
as,
me.
As soon as Starbucks brings out the pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
It's like warp speed time. It's time to get into, you know,
You should be scared. You're going to forget everything.
You just don't know. You just wake up in a cold sweat.
100%.
And it's like February 3rd.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, I feel the holidays were interesting. It's my first without my dad.
Yes.
And so that's why I was there for so long.
Yeah.
And it's... I was talking about this briefly before we started recording, but I was like, it is just like the... Like any... kind of hang that you put together, you know, the combination of people determines what the vibes are,
for sure.
And if sometimes like removing one person will shift the vibes of a hang,
yeah.
And it's kind of the same with the family.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, family's the first hang you ever do.
That's true. Your family unit is your first hang group. Your first like
it's the first crew. Group chat.
Yeah, it's the first group chat.
You know. Yeah.
So like after spending so much time with my family, I was like, oh, when you remove, like just removing my dad's presence has shifted our dynamic.
For sure.
My dad was like very warm and smiley presence, but also like not the guy you're going to get into a deep conversation with. Mm. He's going to be cracking jokes and then he's like, all right, should we watch Mamma Mia? He loves musicals. Like, should we watch Shrek again? You know what I mean? It's like that.
So great.
And like without him, I felt like we got into more stuff, like deeper, darker stuff talking.
He's
emotional like stuff. He was like a neutralizer in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Like just like the ballast of the ship.
You know,
just kind of making sure everything's stable.
Exactly.
Light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps everything kind of like up here. Yep. And then without him, I was like, oh, things are like shifting more. And the conversations are like a little bit darker. And a little bit of like that warmth is like gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're all like learning to like get used to that. / I'm trying to be better at being the warmth source.
Yeah.
Which I need to work on. I know that like I'm not the most like words of affirmation-y, like oh, like, you know, sure, whatever. Like, not that he was, but he had like just like a smiley.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, what's your deepest, darkest trauma? You know, like I'll like ask those questions. So yeah, it was really, really interesting to do the holidays like that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I had a relationship once where I thought the other person was perfect. She was everything I was looking for. And it was all good on paper. So when it didn't work out, I was so confused. I mean, what happened? Well, it turns out I really had to work on myself first. I think it's a common misconception about relationships that they have to be easy for them to be, you know, quote unquote, right. Sometimes, though, the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships, whether with friends, work, your significant other, or anyone. I've done therapy, and it's helped me understand me more, what I want, and most importantly, how I can be a better partner and listener. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/Asian today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Asian. Thinning hair is different for everyone, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol's 5 formulas are tailored to your hair's needs, so you can achieve visibly thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair in 3 to 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz today to find the right formula that's right for you. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's 3-minute quiz determines which underlying root cause is keeping you from reaching your hair potential. By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, as well as environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair's needs. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician-formulated using drug-free, high-quality ingredients. They're recommended by 4,500 doctors and hairstylists nationwide. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits necessary. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code Asian. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian.
Question. You know, we miss your dad.
Yeah.
But do you think it is in some ways a good thing to have a dynamic where you can now talk to someone, like talk more deeply? Like this has always been there.
Yeah.
And, you know, like without your father, you can get into it a little bit more without being like, oh, we're going to watch Mamma Mia now or whatever.
I did still watch Mamma Mia by myself.
Okay, perfect.
I think there's some good. I think like initially I was like, oh, like after he passed last year, I was like, huh, maybe this, not that it's good, but I was like, we are getting into stuff that we never got into.
Yeah.
I'm like learning stuff that I never learned mm-hmm. before. And I was like, that's good, but it's also not good.
Mm.
Because I think it like leads to conflict.
Yeah.
And conflict is not inherently bad, but it gets really exhausting after a while.
Yeah.
And when I say conflict, it's not like, I don't know how to fight. Like I do really bad with anger. Like if I had to describe yes. my core emotion, it's sad. It's not mad.
Mm.
Like, if anything goes poorly, my instinct is to cry and blame myself. So instead of like get mad at someone, yeah, be like, how
yeah.
dare you?
Yeah.
So when I mean conflict, it's literally just like talking sternly.
Mm.
But it's, it got tiring.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes I just want to talk about Mamma Mia or like talk about The Voice or whatever. Like, you know
what I
mean?
Was your dad into The Voice?
My dad loved The Voice. You know what I mean?
It's like so funny.
One time I had lunch with him and we talked about The Masked Singer for like 20 minutes, a show that I don't watch. And then it got silent. And then it was like, we ran out of stuff to talk about. And then we just kind of like sat and like smiled at each other and ate. It's like that kind of vibe. Nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I always wonder who... Or who is watching The Voice and The Masked Singer?
It was my dad.
It was your dad.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He was like, Wayne Brady was fantastic. You know? I had no idea it was him. He was so good. It's like that kind of conversation. And I was like, really? Because I don't watch it. It's like, what was his character? Like, that's what we talk about for a really
long
time.
Well, I'm really curious now. I wish, you know, I wish we could have had him on the show.
I know. I could have talked about The Masked Singer.
I'm talking about your dad, not Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, get out of here, Wayne Brady. Mr. Aramoto,
but then we
more.
Never would get into any, you know, anything yeah. real. He's okay. like, oh, everything's the same old.
Yeah,
it's like that energy. But which was like, I was frustrated by that at that time.
I hear that.
But now on the flip side, I'm like, sometimes I miss.
You see that? You see the value that. Of having that, you know, nice steady,
exactly.
cool breeze.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's not good or bad. It just is.
Was it a lot of that with your mom? Was it with your siblings? Was it, you know, was it kind of all over the place?
I mean, it is a lot with my mom.
Yeah.
And less with my siblings, but like, I think my siblings, we're just all getting older. So like the conversations yep. don't get older. If you can avoid it, you know, like just don't do it.
Try not to.
But the conversations between us, the siblings, are also just getting more like real things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have that where you're having a moment, you're like, God, this yeah. has just become like we're talking about like for real like adult things.
Well, I mean, you know, just like whenever you talk about like financial stuff.
Yes.
It's like, what's going to happen with I mean, I watch a lot of Pride and Prejudice. That's uh-huh. sort of my jam.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to talk about it in terms of like who, you know, what will happen with the entail, you mm-hmm. know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But who will inherit Mansfield Park? You know, we must go to the first son, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So when you start talking about that, obviously, I think it's like that's like a different whole feel.
Yes.
Right. Than talking about The Masked Singer.
Uh-huh.
Right.
100%. It's and like it's, not just silly, goofy right. things anymore.
And there's just a lot of like emotion tied into it.
Yeah.
Even if you're not like, I don't know how to say it, like a, you know, money interested person,
mm-hmm.
you can't help but be affected by a conversation where it's like, this is how the financials are. It can be really stressful, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's uncharted waters, I think, for a lot of people.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like had those realizations. I was like, oh, we're like full grown adults now,
for sure.
We're like discussing this stuff, we're fine. Like we're as siblings, we're great. And I think like I've learned a lot watching other people and their sibling relationships as they get older that I was like, I will maintain a healthy relationship as like as intensely as I can. So we're fine there, but it is just it's a lot. But the other part for me is that I am so used to New York life and New York pace, and there's like a version of me that exists here and then there's a version of me that exists over there. And so like the first couple of days when I'm whenever I go back to the Bay Area, I feel crazy. I'm like, my schedule is wide open. I am not moving at my own pace. I am not doing enough stuff. You know, like I like will quadruple book my days here. Because I can, like I can walk places, I can like do whatever.
Well, because you're not even, you're like outside of San Francisco even too.
We're not in, I'm not in San Francisco. I'm in the suburbs, you know? And so like I fly over there and then it's like, I have to get used to driving everywhere. I have to get used to the fact that like my family is not very activities driven. They love being at home. And I am also not like hugely, but I got used to pacing here where it's like, I can just go to a restaurant and then like go do like a show or whatever. Like I just like, you can't do that in the suburbs. So I always have this like period where I get, have to get used to it. And I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I'm so bored. I'm just sitting here. And then I get used to it. And that's when all my like ridges leave my brain.
The smoothness comes
like,
back.
I went full smooth brain. Like I couldn't pay attention to television. The only thing I could watch was Singles Inferno. I forced it in. Singles Inferno season three. And then I'm back this week and I'm like, I like can't say words right. Like words aren't coming to my brain. I'm like rebuilding the ridges in my brain right now.
You're just like trying to carve it back in there with like a little chisel.
Like I need to like get yelled at on the subway. Like I need something to start stimulating me. So that's where I'm at. But like the suburbs are not my favorite right now for me. Just like I was just like on week like 2.5
I mean, that's a long time.
I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I would do like little trips to the city in San Francisco and like stay with friends and whatever. But even that is like,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. And San Francisco is also just slower.
It is.
Than New York. Like there's just like something different about the energy. That I was just like literally holding on, just like, I have to get back there. Like every day counting down, like 9 more days, 8 more days. Like it was like that energy.
What did you, what was the first thing you did when you got back here?
I took a nap. Took a nap.
Just went to sleep. Went to Starbucks.
Well, okay. What did I do? One of the first things I did was work out. Because like in this, I'm like going off on the suburbs. Here I can like just walk outside and go on a run. And where I live, it's not easy to just go on a run. It's super hilly. There's like it's like not straight grid of running. Know, like it's not like a grid system, so it's like hard to like have a path. And so it's like a whole thing to go on a run. Or like to go work out in a class, you got to drive somewhere, think about parking. Here I can just like walk to a studio. It's so that was like the first thing I did. And then the other, what else did I do? I was really excited to put music on my headphones and take the train.
You were excited to take the subway?
I love public transportation.
You're insane.
I love it. And so like I love being high on the train. And so I like pop an edible. Pop an edible, get a little high with like with my friends.
That's sick.
And then I'm like, actually I'm gonna go home. Get on the subway, listen to my favorite music. It's an hour-long train ride. Love it.
That's what Randall wanted to do, remember, when we hung out with
him? Oh, my God, that's
right.
That
was, like, about a year ago this time.
Yes. That's the last time we saw
him. And he wanted to just, like, hang out on the subway. And, like get drunk. And I was like, you're crazy. But I see the appeal now. I see. There is something. I've talked about this on the podcast. I'm going to do it one day. There's a thing in New York you can do as a tourist. Called the ride.
On the bus. Where you look out.
So it's a bus that you're sitting in, but it's arranged in such a way that you're facing, it's like stadium seating and you're facing out of the bus, like out the windows, but you're not like, you know, it's like perpendicular. So you're like seated out. And, you know, so the city's going by and there's like, you know, they give you a little tour and like little activities happen. But the subway's kind of like that. If you just sit. And especially if you go like on a train that goes from like, fucking Harlem all the way through Brooklyn or Queens or something, it like changes, like the people getting on and off change. And you can just like kind of like, yeah, set some music going to it.
100%.
And you're just like,
you just observe.
Sick. Yeah.
Name some comedy duos who got it done. Key and Peele, maybe Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. How about Setup and Punchline? What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 30% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. That's a lot. And Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/asian, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/asian now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/asian.
Yeah.
The best part,
I
think.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I love
so funny.
Being on public transit.
I mean, can I say, too, this is going to get... Don't get mad at me, San Francisco and Bay Area.
Yeah. Say it.
I don't know. I really want to know what's going on. I want to like talk to an expert, a demographer or something. But whenever I'm back in New York, I'm like, people here are so good looking. I don't know what it is. I think sometimes
they dress better here. I swear to God.
And you're beautiful, Bay Area.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I think maybe what it is that there's just like way more people.
That's true.
And... But it's like every stratosphere. It's not just because like New York has like a bunch of models.
Yeah.
Right? It's like every it's single like level models, of person but is I say
good
that with, looking.
I would say that to LA as well. LA people look good, but they're like all one flavor of hot.
Yes.
It's
yes.
like Instagram model
It's like
hot.
Kim Kardashian influence, yes. like second tier
yeah,
Kim
it's
Kardashian
like, there's
vibe.
Like a very specific like made up yes. hotness or yes. like abs. And like yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, and they yeah. all are trying to
like
do.
They're drinking green juice, and they're
all
going
trying
to the expensive
to,
grocery store.
Do Hollywood, you know? Like yes, a lot yes, of them yes, are yes. trying to do Hollywood yes, or modeling sure. for yes. some reason. In New York,
dude, the people,
the UPS guy is the hottest person you've ever seen.
Listen,
and he's just a UPS. Yeah. He's just like, I have no dreams of modeling. I just want to do UPS.
No, for real. It's like you would just be sitting there, and like a college student, the fucking NYPD cop.
Yeah.
Will just be like the fucking handsome Staten Island bro.
Yeah.
You know, like the construction worker, the project manager going to...
I went to a cafe near yeah. me and the barista was so attractive.
What the fuck?
And I had no makeup on. I had just come from hot yoga and I was like, like I was looking at him and I was like, I don't, you know, it was like that.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I swear to God that that's New York. New York is attractive. People are attractive and they just dress better. People just have
the dressing
more
thing
swag.
Is like a whole other separate category.
But I think
we can
like
get into
if
later
everyone like cut yeah. their hair better in San Francisco,
that's one.
They thing. Would be hotter.
Yeah.
Sorry to drag everyone. Like
I
that.
I'm not trying.
But I promise, I also got hotter after coming to New York.
Yeah.
You know, there's a weird curve. Like,
yeah. I mean,
happens.
I was definitely uglier than I was there. I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like,
I gotta get out of here.
I had way more Patagonia on, which I did.
Yeah,
my in-laws gave me a Patagonia jacket, which I immediately put on, and I just like...
And you're like, it is functional.
Yeah, I got a job at X right away.
Yeah, all of a sudden you had this like, the badge.
The thing with the
lanyard badge
that
like with, showed up on your page. Like,
yeah, that yeah. like pulls back.
Bzzz. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
My name is Mike Not, Mike Not, not Mike Nguyen anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Holy shit. Who am I? Alan. My name's Alan.
So yeah, that was my holidays.
Cool.
I'm very glad to be back.
Welcome back.
And like to be having thoughts again.
The ridges are coming back.
Like yesterday, I just like did a comedy show and then hung out at the bar with a bunch of comedians.
That's not crazy, going to a bar, hanging out.
So fun. And also, I literally have this thought where I'm hanging out with my comedian
friends. Which bar, by the way, sorry, can I say?
This one was a random one in Williamsburg.
Oh, okay.
Because I did like an improv show. But let me say this. I came back. I hung out with all my comedian friends. I didn't say one joke. I just laughed the whole time. I was like, man, my friends are funny. Because it's just been laughing. So long that just I had laughing. Like I lost my sense of like my edge or like my quickness with jokes. And like immediately it was like, like joke. And I was like, whoa, like I got to get back into it. Whoa. Everyone's so funny.
The wordplay.
Yeah. So it's been nice to like be surrounded by that again and to ideally like... try to show off your NPR mug.
I got it for free.
But like, yeah, to develop those ridges again, to be able to say the right words. I forgot how to say macadamia and I said macadamia.
And then everyone stopped on the bus, was like, what did you say?
Yeah. I'm just getting stupider. And so I like, I'm really banking on like coming back to my normal self in the next couple weeks. Okay. But it's really nice to be back.
It is nice.
How are your holidays?
It was a lot also, a lot of family. Mm-hmm. The overall theme, I would say, was I was my son's tour manager.
Okay.
And because I took my son on like a 3-city tour.
Yeah.
Because his fan base is huge.
Yeah.
And so we spent, like it was like, we're gonna be in the Bay Area, 2 nights in San Francisco, 2 nights in Walnut Creek, 3 nights in Chico. And... I just drove him around from place to place.
Yeah.
You know, like we get into San Francisco, my in-laws, because we wouldn't have seen him for like a whole week while we were in San Francisco because they live in Chico, which is like wild far away.
Yes.
It's
not
like
close.
It's like 4 hours away from San Francisco.
Right.
So they came in and we hung out in San Francisco, like South San Francisco, actually like in your town.
Yeah. That's like
we
right,
were in
right
San
around.
Mateo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I went to the mall.
That's right. You went to my childhood mall.
I went to your childhood mall. I went to so many malls in the Bay Area, which is what I guess you know.
Do you feel like
mall
culture is coming back? I do feel like it is.
It didn't. Like I went to a bunch of different malls. So there was one in Walnut Creek, which is like a nicer one.
Yeah.
And it always is popping there.
Yeah.
The one that we in San Mateo.
Yeah. Hillsdale Mall. That's kind of where I spent my childhood.
It wasn't like crazy, but at the same time it wasn't dead at all, you know. It was like still doing its thing. I you know, bought a bunch of like iPhone accessories, which none of them worked out. It was such a mall experience.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, this is why people don't do retail, because this is crap.
Yeah. But
anyway, so and then I went to a really nice mall in San Jose, which was bananas. It was so...
I think I know which one it is. This is the big one.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. It was like, I mean, we shouldn't have gone. I don't know what we're thinking, but my in-laws came to San Mateo and we hung out at the Embassy Suites.
Hell yeah. That's also one of my dad's favorite things.
Dude.
Embassy Suite.
How? I need to see their books.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make money. There is free breakfast.
That's okay. Do they have the breakfast potatoes?
Shit. Yes, I'm sure they did.
That used to be my favorite thing as a kid.
Really?
Was the Embassy Suites breakfast potatoes.
Why?
Like, because they're salty, they're delicious. And I would used to make my dad go and get me a full plate of them, and then I would eat the full plate.
Oh my god.
Pretty much on my own.
You weren't even high.
I was a chubby child.
Aw, that's so cute.
I loved those potatoes.
That's amazing.
But so I'm well versed with the Embassy Suites breakfast menu and the experience.
It is.
They have an indoor pool.
Yo. They have the indoor pool.
Yes.
They have the, you know, it's a thing where the it's like a very popular 90s hotel setup where it's like the atrium, like all the rooms face into the atrium.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
you got the elevators, which are glass, so you can like look at it.
Yeah.
My son loved that.
Yeah.
That shit was blew his mind.
Right.
But yeah, it was like free breakfast every morning with the omelet station.
Yes.
And then they had a quote unquote happy hour, which is just
with the snacks.
They have snacks and free liquor.
Yes.
Like you can only get two, I think it's like two per person or whatever. They give you little drink tickets or whatever. How? How is it? We made money. It was crazy. It was like, there's no way this works out like financially for this hotel.
Right.
It must be a front for like the mob or something, because like it, I don't know how much, I mean, it wasn't like that expensive to stay there. Right. But like, it's like they give you all this stuff for free and they still somehow make money. Yeah, I don't buy it. So we did that. We were in San Francisco. We went to Walnut Creek. We went to go on all these different malls. We were in Chico. It was just a lot of stuff. We all got sick. New Year's Eve, you know, it was my big family thing. So all of the cousins are there. There's probably like 10 cousins who are of Neo's generation.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. Like him and all. In sequence, every single one of them had a meltdown. One after another. Either they got sick.
Yeah.
Or there was some sort of political thing that two of them had that they got upset at each other, which we were not privy to.
Yeah.
Some Game of Thrones type shit. Yeah, my son.
Because there's a bunch of, they were all born around the same time, right? There's like a bunch of
there's
kids.
Some that are a little older. Like okay. The oldest one is probably like 10.
Okay.
And then
okay.
It goes down. And there's like, there's some that are, you know, there's a bunch that are like 4. And then there's a bunch that are like Neo's age.
Yeah.
And, but there was like a stomach flu that went right through the whole party. Like my son was throwing up on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, I was driving around to Ralph's. Shout out to Ralph's. Big shout out.
Yeah.
There was a stomach bug. Oh, yeah. I got it. You know, it sucked. And, you know, then my son was throwing up. I was like driving around to Ralph's buying like Pedialyte for everybody.
Yeah. This is on like December 31st.
Christmas Eve. So,
oh, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Christmas Eve. And then, you know, the next day we had to drive to Chico. Oh my God, it was just so much. And then like, you know, coming back, it was a lot of fun seeing everybody, but it was like, it was so nice to be back in my house, sleep in my bed.
Yes.
You know, just like
be alone.
Yeah.
With like your family.
My shit.
Yeah.
I put on all my clothes at once. I just wore it all.
Like 50 blazers. You're just like, thank God.
You know me. You know me. Safe. I love my blazers.
Yeah.
I had so many blazers on. And it was crazy. And I was just like trying to think like, how do I do that again? You know, I have to do that again, like late, I mean, you know, eventually, pretty yeah. soon, probably.
Yeah.
You know, it's... and soon I have to start paying for Neo's because he'll be 2. So I have to pay for another seat.
When you're 2, you have to. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you have to. He's going to be big.
Yeah. He's going to be big, too. I mean, like, honestly, it's not just like a financial thing. It does make sense that he should have his own seat,
right?
Because he's like,
he's just, he's like a fucking huge. He's an adult now.
Yeah,
I was so shocking to open the door today and see a full-grown adult.
I mean, he was shaving.
Yeah, he was shaving. He immediately opened the door and said, do you want to invest in my business? And I was like, what the heck, I haven't seen you in 2 months.
Listen, you still have time for Series A. Yeah. That's the first thing he said, his first words. You heard it here.
Yeah,
his first words were
it's so shocking.
We did the SWOT analysis.
Yeah.
And I have an opportunity for you, Jenny. My oh son's my crazy, God. You know? He's yeah. a big entrepreneur.
It's just like so, it's just amazing seeing the passage of time through a baby's growth.
it's crazy too. I think it's especially crazy because you see him fairly often, but probably, not like
there's
all
times
the time.
Where I like maybe don't see him for a couple months.
Right.
And then there's times where I see him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just a huge difference between like
2 months a few in months. His life.
Oh my God.
Is crazy compared to my 2 months.
I realized too, that's why Christmas used to be so awesome.
Yeah.
Was because when you're a kid and then you're like, oh, you know, it's, let's say December 1st and you're like, oh, when is Christmas? In 25 days. That's like a significant fraction of your life.
Right.
And so you're like, it takes so long to get through Christmas.
Right.
And you're just like waiting and waiting and
I know.
Waiting.
And it feels like so exciting.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
But now as an adult, you're just like,
that is a blip in our lives.
It goes by super fast.
Yeah.
And there's tons of stupid nonsense you have to do now.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're like doing all the stuff to
and
make
you're doing
it magical.
All the shit. Yes.
You're the one doing all the legwork to make it magical, right, for
exactly.
the child.
Yeah. My son.
I had no idea what was happening.
Not at all.
I was like, it's just magical because it is.
It is. It's a beautiful time.
Yeah. No.
No.
You are grinding.
I'm grinding. I'm getting Pedialyte. My son is pooping everywhere. It's crazy.
Dude, his stomach bug is like.
Dude, it sucked, man. And like to, I'm like.
Was it neurovirus?
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
But let's just say that, you know, I don't know. At my age, you got, like, I've had all the diseases.
Yeah.
So for something to knock me out is like significant.
Yeah.
And I was like, there was like 2 days where I couldn't get out of bed. I just like lay there and like I had to sit up. I only got up to like use the bathroom and or like, you know, get medicine or something.
Yeah.
And I was just like lying there, which I felt terrible because my wife got sick first. And so we had to take
right.
turns with Neo. So it's like, you know, it's different when you got a kid because then you don't feel like you can really you know, lie down for a little while.
Yeah.
So that just makes it more stressful,
right?
Which isn't good for when you're sick, you know? It's a whole thing.
Yeah. I just saw something that the neurovirus is going around, like right around Christmas December. And I was like, I will do it. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Sucked, dude. Sucked, man.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
I know. So it was nice to be here. I didn't mind the suburbs too much.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, I've done this before where I wonder if I lived in the suburbs, would my comedy creative brain also become super smooth, lychee jelly?
Yeah.
You know, I think the key would be I'd have to find someone else who would want to do the work. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean the work?
Like, I think what helps you get ridges is that you like plug into a community of people who also want to have ridges on their brain, like comedy ridges.
Yeah.
And if you're in the suburbs, it's like harder to connect. I mean, there's like, I don't know, like you go to, you know, the coffee shop or you go to whatever, Rite Aid,
mm-hmm.
and then you go home,
mm-hmm.
right? There's not like a third space.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like improv in Walnut Creek.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like restaurants
there probably
and
is,
shit.
But
maybe there is.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like one comedy club in Chico, which I think is closed now.
Yeah.
I think the pandemic destroyed it.
Right.
So I'm like, where would you go to like find other like-minded folks who are going to be, you know, down to clown?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Literally.
For me, it's like I write so much based on my life experience that if nothing happens to me because I'm just sitting in the backyard
mm-hmm.
looking at trees, it's like... nothing. I have like nothing going on.
Yeah.
I like literally need something to happen around me
mm.
for me to like have something to inspire me to write.
Or shrooms. You need shrooms.
Yeah, I need shrooms. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, something. Something to stimulate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do. That's my experience in the suburbs. That's why I'm like so smooth brained.
Mm.
I'm like, when you're just like in a house.
Yeah.
It's nice for a little bit to turn off, but it's not great for like coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that.
But maybe you work differently.
No, I mean, there is something I think about, I've mentioned this on the show before, mm-hmm. about the suburbs, which is like creepy, mm-hmm. which I find to be a little titillating.
Mm.
But
creepy, like...
Just, you know, I mean, like the fact that I feel that under the surface of the suburbs is like, there's something going on, like what's happening behind closed doors.
Yeah.
The thing with in New York, there is no, everything's out on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean everything.
Yeah. People are full breaking up on the street because there's no
crying.
Room to have a fight in your apartment.
You can't afford that.
Yeah.
I can't afford to break up in private. Hell no. This shit is happening in Union Square.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it happen so much.
So much.
Yeah. Or like someone is like doing the, you know, like the dramatic sobbing thing that happens in movies where like, and you like kind of like lean against a wall and you like fall down. I've seen that happen in public because there's like no wall space in your apartment to slide down. So you do it outside.
No way. Yeah, I hear
you. And
then
everyone's just walking by and watching like, yeah, we get it.
We've been there.
Yeah.
No one's even paying attention and shit.
100%.
Yeah. But I think that happens all in private, which I think is very interesting in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there's a lot of stuff and you just don't know.
Yeah, it's like
until
under
like,
the surface.
I don't know, like a house burns down.
Right,
and you're like, what was that?
Right.
You know? And then you find out later.
Yeah. Or but, like cops show up. And
exactly.
You're like, something's happening.
Right. Some shit's happening.
Yeah.
So you don't know. But yeah. I don't know. It's you know, nice to be back on the pod doing our thing.
I know.
Things are going to be changing.
But, yes.
You know, it's for right now, it's a beautiful day. Why are you laughing?
It's the way you said, but for right now.
But for right now, in this moment. I'm
in
trying to be
moment.
Very zen, you know?
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
nice.
Yeah, there's a koi fish jumping out.
Yeah. I mean, it's freaking freezing here.
It's very cold.
It's so cold.
Yeah. One thing, very New York thing mm-hmm. happened. Was I was mean to my neighbor, but it like resolved. And it was like a really, I don't know, I guess this would happen in the suburbs, but it's like, it's a very suburb thing, I think, to not know your neighbors at all, even though there's not
I
that
agree.
Many of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say that like I know all my neighbors in New York City or anything like that, right? But, you know, you're just in such close proximity that things will happen. So the other day, this is like literally the first week I was back.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep moving my car, right? Alternate side parking. So like twice a week, I have to move it like around.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like a blood sport here. We're like finding a parking spot, right?
Yeah.
So there is a really good, you know, there's like prime spots. There's like two or three that I would always want to have, which are right in front of my house. And I was home, working from home, and I moved my car and I double parked it, which mm-hmm. is everybody does this.
Yeah.
Don't come at me. Everybody double parks while you're waiting for the little cleaner thing to go through.
Right.
But right as soon as it goes through, you got to get back into your car and move it right back. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like a minute behind. And so my neighbor had moved the car into like a spot. There was a spot in front of him. So I get my car and I'm like a little annoyed because I'm like, I just hate that everybody takes all the spots so quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I get into my car and I move my car and I park it in front of him. But I want to position it away from the tree that's in front of my house because like little like bird poop will get on it.
Yeah.
So I reverse it, but I miscalculate how far away my neighbor's car is.
Did you hit it?
I did. I didn't hit it hard. Okay. I tapped it, but he was sitting in the car.
Oh no.
And my instinct, you know, is a New York person is to be like, just come out kind of like guns blazing.
Yeah.
Just be like, your car is fine. I think that's literally what I said.
Yeah.
First, I came out of the car and he's like giving me like the, you know, kind of stink eye. And I'm like, your car's fine.
Yeah.
We get into it. We're like yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Not like crazy.
Yeah.
But he's like, why'd you do that? Blah, blah, you know. And I was like, whatever. Who cares? Like, yeah. You know. And we go back and forth and I go back inside the house and I'm still kind of like upset, but I'm also like, maybe I should move my car.
Uh-huh.
You know, partially was like, I was afraid that maybe he would mess up my car. But
like
also,
key it or something?
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He like lives a couple of houses down, but I think also just like, I just want to go out there. So I go back out there and he's talking to our other neighbor uh-huh. about it, you know, and he's like, this guy hit my car. And I'm like, listen, do you want me to move my car? And then he comes back and he says, the first thing he says is, he's like, I'm sorry I got upset.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And then that felt like a dumbass.
Yeah.
And then like, he was like, you know, like we're all neighbors. We should all like be, you know, we got to like respect each other and stuff. And I was like, you're right.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, sorry.
Uh-huh.
And then he introduced himself.
Uh-huh.
And then like we kind of, it wasn't like we were best friends,
right.
You know, but we just kind of like cooled off.
Yeah.
And we were just like, okay, you know what? He's like, you should have just said sorry.
Yeah.
Right away. And I was like, you're right about that.
Uh-huh.
And it was such, I realized that I like came at it too much, I think, like a transplant.
Uh-huh.
I think sometimes as someone who is not a New Yorker, like natively, you want to be like coming out and I'm like, I deserve to be here and I'm also strong.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, you just got to chill.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I learned that lesson there.
Nice.
After years and years of being here, yeah. I came back around full circle.
Where
I was like,
good.
I should be nice. And then, no, I should be mean. And then now I came all the way back. I should be nice again.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I see this dude all the time.
Yeah. And you're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's your, you know, where our power went out the other day. And I was like, hey, did your power went out? He's like, yeah, that's okay now. Like, all right, see you later. And it's
that's
just
really
so
nice. It's kind of like you talked about having a troll once and you just like talk to him.
Yes.
You know, and then you just end up being okay.
It's like very hard to, you know, be mad at someone who apologizes to you.
Yeah.
It's like impossible.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
that's so interesting that you want to go in guns a blazing though. Cause am still the opposite. Like I said, my core emotion is sad.
Yeah.
So I would have gone, it's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like
I get two-headed about it because sometimes I'm like, maybe I say sorry too much and maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I do feel bad, you
yeah.
know? So like, I don't know. I haven't fully resolved it, but at the same time, I don't like being a dick to people, you know? And I don't necessarily think that's the first instinct.
Right.
You know?
And I think it's very big of him also to be like,
oh, totally.
Yeah. Like, I apologize for getting upset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, wow, that's growth.
Dude.
I love that. You know, I really do love New York.
His name is, I call him Mr. Babu. So,
okay.
Mr. Babu.
Hey.
Shouts to you.
Shouts to him.
And thanks for teaching this guy how to be a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show. If you like what you're hearing, again, you can check us out at patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. Come check out our shows. Come check out Fumi's shows. All the links will be in the episode description. Follow us on Instagram at AsianNotAsianPod, or you can follow me there at NicePantsBro.
I'm at Jenny Arimoto.
And yeah, stay tuned. It'll be, you know, Happy New Year to everybody, and it'll be a good year.
Oh God, I need that.
You do?
I literally, every person I see, I'm like, I need this to be a good year.
I think it's going to be, I don't know. It's also an election year. So we'll see. I know,
it's tough.
Enjoy it while you still can.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. And until then, we love you. See you later.
Bye.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.